On Sunday, relative calm returned to Sri Lanka. Protesters remained at the president's official residence, making use of facilities normally reserved for the country's elites. A real carnival atmosphere here at the president's official residence. The great facade you see behind me, you notice the architecture. It goes back many, many decades. And this was the site of that massive sea of people who overran this property, seeing the exit of President Gotabaya Rajapaksa on Friday. And the sheer number of people trying to get in to see the president's house is posing a real problem. Those who were part of the protest campaign, who are still trying to control some of the crowds, are urging people to be careful. There is structural damage, obviously a very old property, and just cannot handle the sheer numbers. Climbing up the staircase, there has been structural issues. So that's posing a very real problem and a danger. And this, obviously, the swimming pool at the president's house, the water looking very much worse for the wear. But those iconic pictures of people diving into this right after the protesters essentially overran this residence. Sri Lanka's 22 million people have for months been suffering the worst economic crisis the nation has seen since independence in 1948. The summer heat, worsening electricity blackouts, fuel, food and medical shortages, and years of political corruption.
The greatest thing the people and the youth of this country has ever done is to chase this man away. He was expelled, chased away. He did not resign.
As the protests swelled on Saturday, President Gotabaya Rajapaksa fled his overrun residence. His whereabouts are unknown.
He is no longer the president of Sri Lanka. He has been expelled by the citizens of Sri Lanka. Therefore, this is a victorious moment.
Official resignations from leaders for a nation in rebellion, now little more than formalities.
This is going to be an extremely critical time to ensure there's political stability as well as economic stability at a time where there's also a law and order situation erupting. So if violence is not contained, there is concern that this is going to deepen the crisis.
Overseas remittances and tourism are the main sources of revenue here. After bomb attacks on churches and hotels in 2019 and then the COVID-19 pandemic, both dried up. The recent political turmoil has been a long time coming and is likely to be an equally long time to recover from. But for millions of Sri Lankans, it's not clear yet whether the shortages will end and prices come down. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.